WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Eight law enforcement officers shot, three killed while serving a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, police say. An alleged gunman outside was shot dead. Two people in the house are in custody, cops say. Columbia University in New York has begun suspending students who refuse to leave their Gaza War protest camp, a protest organizer.
We were engaging in good faith negotiations until the administration cut them off under threat of suspension.
The students want Columbia to show it's pulling money out of investments directly in Israel and in weapons manufacturers. Police dismantling this protester camp at the University of Texas at Austin. No specifics from the White House about what Secretary of State Blinken calls an extraordinarily generous ceasefire hostage deal presented to Hamas. Working to see if bird flus affected beef and dairy cows, the U.S. Ag Department, which says it's confident that both are safe. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are confirming a case of the measles in Wisconsin. The person lives in Dane County and works in Rock County. The Department of Health Services says the measles has been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but measles is highly contagious and can cause serious health problems for people who are not vaccinated. Republican Congressman Brian Stile is pushing back on colleagues who want to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson this week.
We have a wide net of folks. There's some of us that are really focused in on the issues, actually trying to solve the problems that are in front of us. Other people on occasion like to get attention. That's frustrating.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Injuries were reported in a crash on U.S. Highway 14 Sunday morning just before 11 in Iowa County. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-vehicle crash on 14 and County Road C in the township of Arena. Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, and Iowa County deputies responded to the scene. EMS transported one individual to a local hospital for evaluation. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a structure fire Saturday evening around 5:20 on Beckus Road in the township of Pulaski. Highland Fire and Highland EMS were paged to the scene. The Avoca Muscadet and Cobb Fire Departments also responded to the scene for mutual aid. The fire was extinguished and no injuries were reported. Forecast for today calls for mostly cloudy skies with isolated showers and a high of 65. And that's what you need to know.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second using his big hand to block shortstop Willie Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference. Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. In the late afternoon and evening, a chance of showers and storms. Lots of sunshine into Wednesday, a high right around 70. Thursday, another chance of rain. It's 55 right now.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
My life is always on. Every single